This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and we continue today with our study of the topic, Rightly Dividing the Word of Truth, based upon Paul's statement in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, where he says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That expression, rightly dividing the word of truth, means that we have the obligation of cutting a straight course in the word of truth, are learning how to rightly handle it. And that simply means how to rightly interpret it. In past lessons, we have pointed out that it isn't sufficient to simply recognize the Bible as being the Word of God, that is, all 66 books of it, beginning with the book of Genesis in the Old Testament, right on through the book of Revelation in the New. While, of course, all 66 books of the Bible are inspired, it is not the case that all of the books of the Bible are binding on men today in specific detail. Now, whatever the Bible teaches in principle is bound upon men today because God does not change in his basic nature. So whatever has been God's way of ruling man in the past is certainly applicable to men today. However, at the same time, we must recognize that there are instructions in the Bible, for instance, the totality of the Old Testament, which do not apply in specific detail to men today. Already in previous lessons, I have pointed out that one basic reason why this is true is because they are simply not addressed to men today. In the first place, the Old Testament was addressed to the Jew only. This is found clearly taught in Exodus chapter 19, beginning with verse 20, and in Exodus chapter 20, beginning with verse 1. Also, in Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34, God makes clear that he made a covenant with a certain people. That people was the one that he brought out of Egypt, bringing them out of bondage, that he made that covenant with them at Mount Sinai. But that covenant was not made with any other race of people, save as a Gentile might become a proselyte to the Jewish religion. We find in the New Testament reference made to this fact in Romans chapter 2, verse 14, when Paul said, "For when the Gentiles which have not the law do by nature the things contained in the law, these, not having the law, become a law unto themselves." And so the law was taken out of the way. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, Paul makes an explicit statement to that effect, that the law was nailed to the cross. And Galatians chapter 4, verses 21 to 31, Paul makes clear that two women, Sarah and Hagar, represent two covenants, and that we today are children of the free woman represented by Sarah, who represents the new covenant, and not children of Hagar, who represented the old covenant. And now today we continue with a new point of the fact that we should recognize that we are not under the Old Testament today because there is no salvation offered to men under the Old Testament. For instance, we read in Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 1, "For the law having a shadow of the good things to come, not the very image of the things, can never with the same sacrifices year by year, which they offer continually, make perfect them that draw nigh. Else would they not have ceased to be offered? Because the worshippers, having been once cleansed, would have had no more consciousness of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance made of sins year by year. For it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin." Note carefully right back in the 9th chapter, in the 22nd verse, the same writer declares, "And according to the law, I may almost say, all things are cleansed with blood, and apart from shedding of blood, there is no remission." So there can be no remission of sins except with the shedding of blood, but the blood of bulls and goats, which was the only blood offered under the Old Testament, could not take away sin. Therefore, we can understand why Paul said in Ephesians 1 and 7 that we have redemption through the blood of Christ, not through the blood of bulls and goats, but through the blood of Christ. Therefore, since the only blood offered under the Old Testament was the blood of bulls and goats, blood of other animals, then it cannot be the case that anyone attained unto salvation through that law. Please do be with us next time as we continue this very important study.